Your Tax Deduction Checklist, an article by Émilie Beaudoin and Alexandre Huneau, both tax specialists at FDP. 2020 was certainly a difficult year in many ways. Suspension of professional activities for some, work overload for others, particularly health professionals. We all experienced extremes and the uncertainty associated with the health crisis. And now, tax season is fast approaching, and you will need to submit an income statement while being sure to claim all the deductions or tax credits you're entitled to. To make it easier for you, we have compiled a non-exhaustive list of the most common deductions, which could save you significant amounts of money. Depending on your profession, other deductions could be added. Consult your accountant for this. First, a review of some important dates regarding your tax return. Calendar. Filing and payment deadlines. To date, the tax authorities have no plans to extend the deadline for filing income tax returns and paying tax. If you are an employee, the deadline for filing your return is the same as that for paying the tax amounts due, that is, April 30th, 2021. If you are self-employed or the spouse of a self-employed person, you have until June 15, 2021 to file your returns. You should still pay your taxes by April 30, 2021, however, to avoid paying interest on the balance owing. If you have a tax balance to pay, meeting these deadlines is essential because any failure to do so will result in late filing penalties as well as interest on the amounts due. RRSP deadlines. RRSP contributions made in the first 60 days of a given year can be deducted from income for the current year or the previous year. If you want to claim an RRSP deduction for 2020, you have until March 1, 2021 to make a contribution. If you choose to defer the deduction to 2021, know that you are still required to indicate this RRSP contribution on your 2020 return, even if you decide not to claim the deduction. If you have benefited from the HBP program in the past and have started making repayments to your RRSP, you also have until March 1, 2021 to make your repayment for 2020, in addition to your RRSP contribution. Tax return filing. Necessary documents. Before filing your tax return or asking your accountant to do so, make sure you have all the required receipts, slips, and documents on hand. Some of these documents, such as your RRSP contribution receipt, will be automatically provided to you by third parties. In the case of certain other documents, such as your expense receipts, it will be your responsibility to gather and keep them for a minimum period of 6 years. Tax deductions. Deductions related to your job. Certain employment expenses may be deductible. Be sure you know which ones. If you are an employee, you have few deductions to claim. Generally, though, you can deduct certain expenses that you incurred in the performance of your duties. If your employment contract specify that you must pay them yourself, and if you have not received any allowance or reimbursement from your employer for these expenses. You can also deduct expenses related to your job, which were paid by your employer, but which were included in your record of employment. An example of this kind of expense would be your professional dues. The amount will only be deductible at the federal level and will include taxes. At the provincial level, if you are not incorporated, it is instead a credit of 10% for the fees paid that can be claimed. New simplified process for claiming home office expenses for Canadians working from home due to the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2020, many workers found themselves in telework mode. In response to this situation, the federal and provincial governments have made the Home Office expense deduction more accessible by simplifying the way employees can deduct these expenses on their income tax return. Please note, this deduction is only available to employees. Self-employed workers cannot avail themselves of this measure. You will have the choice of claiming your home office expenses in two ways: the temporary flat rate method, simplified method, or the current method, detailed method. The new temporary flat rate method, simplified method, allows you to claim a deduction of $2 for each day you worked from home in 2020 due to COVID-19, up to a maximum of $400. To be eligible, you must have worked from home more than 50% of the time for a period of at least 4 consecutive weeks. You do not have to keep your supporting documents, and your employer does not have to complete the T200 or T2200S form and its provincial equivalent. You can choose to use the detailed method in case your office expenses incurred while working from home are more significant. The percentage of expenses that can be claimed is established according to the area of your workspace in relation to the total area of your home. You must keep all your supporting documents, and your employer must complete the T2200 or T2200S form and its provincial equivalent. Interest costs incurred to earn income and financial charges. Certain investment-related costs, as well as some interest costs, may be claimed as a tax deduction on your return. If you have a non-registered investment portfolio for which you have to pay fees, you can deduct these fees. On the other hand, fees paid for investment funds whose management expense ratio, MER, is paid out of the fund are not deductible. If you borrow money for investment purposes, the interest you pay on this loan will be deductible from the income generated by your investment. For example, interest paid on a mortgage loan used to purchase an income property will be deductible from the rental income earned. Deduction or credit for QPP and QPPIP contributions. QPP and QPIP contributions must be collected on unemployment and business income, but are they deductible? If you are an employee, you are required to pay the employee portion. You will therefore be entitled to a tax credit on your contribution on your federal income tax return only. If you are self-employed, you must pay the employee and employer portion. The employee portion will entitle you to a tax credit on your federal income tax return. The employer portion will entitle you to a deduction at both the federal and the provincial level. Credit for medical expenses. Eligible medical expenses you incur may entitle you to a credit on both your federal and your provincial return. In Quebec, the credit is 20%, calculated on expenses that exceed 3% of your family income. The portion paid by your employer will also be eligible for the credit. At the federal level, the credit is 15%, but it will be calculated on expenses that exceed 3% of your income or $2,352, whichever is less. It is often more advantageous for the spouse with the lower income to claim the credit, since the calculation is based on eligible expenses that exceed 3% of the claimant's net income, not family income, as in Quebec. At both the federal and the provincial level, you can combine the medical expenses of your children and your spouse on your return. Also, the portion of health insurance premiums you pay is part of your eligible expenses. Child care expense deduction. Since 2019, parents no longer have to pay an additional contribution when filing their income tax return. However, childcare costs can represent significant amounts in your budget. You have the option, though, of deducting part of these costs. If you have dependent children under the age of 17, 16, for whom you pay child care expenses, you may be able to claim this deduction at the federal level. The amount of the deduction will be determined by the lesser of the following amounts: the fees paid, 2/3 of earned income, or a maximum of $8,000 for children under the age of 7, and $5,000 for children from 7 to 16 years old. A person whose compensation is paid exclusively in the form of dividends will not be able to claim this deduction because dividends are not part of earned income. The parent with the lower income can claim this amount. Support payments. Depending on the person or persons who receive them, these amounts may or may not be deductible. If you are paying support for one or more children, you cannot deduct the amounts on your return. Support for former spouses is tax deductible for the payer and taxable for the recipient. Want more information on these measures or other measures which could affect you? Contact your advisor, who can provide you with more details and even set up personalized tax strategies to meet your more complex needs.